Michigan ranks 32nd nationally in child well-being. That's according to the National 2020 Kids Count Data Book, just released by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Let's talk about, obviously, the foundation, what the count means, and, well, maybe how we can grow those numbers. Kelsey Perdue, Kids Count and Michigan Project Director at the Michigan League for Public Policy. Big job you have. Good morning to you, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Thank you. For you, let's do a couple of definitions. First of all, remind me of the work of the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
Absolutely. So Kids Count is in pretty much every state in the nation, all our partners with the Annie E. Casey Foundation. So they release a lot of research and data around children's well-being, as well as policy recommendations. And so we join them in that effort with the focus on Michigan children and Michigan families.
Here we go. National 2020 Kids Count Data Book is released at a pivotal time for Michigan kids. What are we counting, literally, if you would share that, Kelsey?
Yeah, so the data book is based on rankings in four categories: economic well-being, education, health, and family and community. And so that 32nd ranking is based on all four of those categories. We are doing the best in terms of health. Our ranking is 22nd nationally and the worst in education. But really, we see that our overall rank of 32 out of 50 is the same as last year. And while we have improved in a lot of areas, that's kind of keeping up with national trends, right? And so there really is an opportunity to not just keep up with our peers, but to really create a state where folks really want to come here to live, work, and play and can feel really confident about raising their kids here.
Yes. And yet you are quoted, if Michigan wants to be a state that stands out as a quality place to grow up, policymakers have to address this data.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are a lot of opportunities for us to invest in children and families and invest in policies that support children and families. Earlier this year, the Kids Count Project released our Michigan data book, where we talked about child poverty, food insecurity, and some other challenges in our state. And really what we found is that families are still struggling to make ends meet, right, even after the economic recovery. This is all pre-pandemic. So there really are some opportunities to make sure that we're investing in education, make sure that we're investing in health, the safety net, and things like that that can really make the difference for families.
Kids Count Data Book, based on the latest available data for 16 key factors. I'll pick your brain on those, couple of those. Kelsey Perdue, Kids Count and Michigan Project Director at the Michigan League for Public Policy. So remind me again a few of these key indicators.
Absolutely. So for a category like economic well-being, we're looking at the number of children in poverty. We're looking at children who live in households where there's something called a high housing cost burden. So parents, families are spending more than 30% of their income on housing costs, which is considered to be a burden nationally. When we look at education, we are thinking about third grade reading proficiency, eighth grade math proficiency, high school graduation, and then things for like health. We're looking at children without health insurance, low birth weight babies, teen death, child and teen death, so things like that. So when you really dig into the data, there's 16 key indicator areas that really inform those overall rankings.
Does the pandemic affect any of your work or the Kids Count data book results?
So the pandemic definitely impacts our work in general, right? We see a lot more need, and we really expect for a lot of the outcome areas that we track to get worse during the pandemic and then really after the pandemic. And the Annie E. Casey Foundation will be releasing a report hopefully later this year that really talks more specifically about what that impact actually is. The national data book right now has data up until 2018. So it looks at the changes between 2010 and 2018, how we're doing. And so it actually does not include pandemic numbers, but it really is a good indication of how we were doing and some opportunities for us to focus on, right, as we try to get through this time and then we look at a recovery.
Kelsey, is the Kids Count data book released every year?
Yep. So the national data book is released annually, as well as the Michigan data book is released annually. So this, the national data book looks at Michigan compared to other states. And then our Michigan data book looks not only at the state of Michigan more specifically, but it also looks county by county to see how we're doing throughout the state. That really allows us to compare and contrast. And again, kind of understanding what's really happening in our state and really where we should focus.
Kelsey Perdue with us. Kids Count in Michigan, Project Director at the Michigan League for Public Policy. Again, talking about the national 2020 Kids Down Count, where we are ranking 32nd nationally in child well-being. A couple minutes left, Kelsey. Tell me more about your Michigan League for Public Policy.
Absolutely. So at the League, we look to improve quality of life, economic well-being for all Michiganders throughout the state. We do that through research, through analysis, and advocacy, particularly around the budget. So if you check out our site, mlpp.org, the Michigan League for Public Policy, you will see a lot of issue-based briefs, you will see data, and you will see some really clear policy recommendations. So if you are a lawmaker, if you are a decision-maker, if you are a concerned resident, wherever your circles of influence are, the League has a wealth of information to dig into understanding different issue areas, as well as understanding kind of what some next steps for us should be in order to improve quality of life for Michiganders.
Well, the numbers, again, are out. Michigan rankings didn't improve. Data in many indicators, though, still did. And we did improve on 11 indicators in the Kids Count Index. And then I trust the goal is how to raise the numbers from here.
Absolutely. That's always the goal. How do we create a better place for families and children to grow up in? And not just survive or really thrive. And so, at the League and at Kids Count, we're really proud of some policy wins that has come out of a lot of our work. We have been partners in helping to successfully pass Raise the Age legislation, which changed Michigan law to stop automatically treating all justice-involved 17-year-olds as adults. And then last year, after nearly a decade of advocacy, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services tripled what's called the asset limit for state assistance programs. So that allows more families to receive support without being punished for saving for the future. So those are some examples of policy wins that come from understanding what's going on, what the data says, and then looking at some policy recommendations and advocacy going forward that really does make a difference for children and families in our state.
With your leadership and others, all the collaborations, I bet this time next year when we talk, there will be some changes, maybe for the better. But until then, we stay the course. Thank you very much on behalf of your Michigan League for Public Policy and the National 2020 Kids Count Data Book. How do we find out more information, Kelsey?
Absolutely. You can visit us online, mlpp.org. We have a national section where you can find the national data book, and we also have a Michigan section where you can look not just at data profiles for Michigan and its counties, but you can also look at some issue-specific reports related to maternal and infant health, homelessness amongst children, et cetera. So it's really a wealth of information at mlpp.org/kids-count is where you can find more information.
Thanks, Kelsey, for your work.
Thanks so much.